Not yet. I just met with Buffalo last night. I have a lot of interviews today and a lot tomorrow, so hopefully I meet with Baltimore.
You plan on working out, doing everything here? Where'd you get ready for this?
I got ready for in Tom Shaw in Orlando, Florida, at a Wild World of Sports. Yes, I plan on benching and running while I'm here. Yeah, I have interviewed last night with the Buffalo Bills.
Just now.
They just want to know a little bit about me, my background, family's background, what kind of defense we mostly played at Virginia Tech, and where do I see myself. They told me their scheme, where I see myself in their scheme, stuff like that. Nah, basically most of the interviews just character questions. They want to just know about you, so there's nothing prepare for. It's things that's about you that you've been through your whole life and where you see yourself with the team and your career in college. We ran a man zone scheme, so we mix it up with Coach Bud Foster. He mixed it up to the game plan or whatever the offense is going to run the next week. So some weeks we play a lot of man, some weeks we play a lot of zone. So I think I can play in any scheme, man or zone, at the next level. It helped me a lot, because the boundary corner at Virginia Tech plays most man-to-man, and we also got to come in the box and field in the run lane, so it definitely showed that I can tackle and I can be physical at the point of attack. Yeah, so you got to have the big, be physical to play boundary corner at Virginia Tech. I want to say Eric Green, because he was a senior when I got there, and he just kind of took me under his wing, and just the first day he just took me over all the coverages, told me what to expect the first day out of practice, what not to do, what to do. So from then he helped me out, just put me ahead of the game when I first got there. Yes, sir. It's just because we're both Florida guys from the same both from Palm Beach County, so we already had a connecting bond a little bit, so he just kind of took me under his wing. Nah, we haven't talked. The draft is a tough process, so we never know how that's going to end up, so we didn't get into that, really.
How do you describe your game as being physical, a key part of
it? Yeah, I definitely think being physical is a key part of my game, because, like I said, my height is 5'9". I'm not like a 6'1", 6'2", corner, so I had to definitely bring a power point to the tackle, or teams might think I'm undersized, so I can get pushed around out there. So I definitely just want to show them I can play just like a big big corner.
What have you been learning in your workouts before coming in?
At Tom Shaw, he really doesn't like telling you your time. He just tells you running good or you're not running good, because he don't want you to be real disappointed if you don't get the time you get when you come here. So. I'll just do what I've been doing in training. Coach Tom Shaw tell him I've been doing a good job running, and he thinks I'm going to run fast here. So I'm waiting just like you guys to see what I'm going to run. I was 5'9". I heard like 6 in there somewhere. I'm not exactly how sure it goes. But, it was 5'9", 6 something. I don't know how it goes. And my weight was 189. I don't think I just go out of my way just trying to do exceptional stuff. I'm just do what got me here. A lot of people haven't seen me play or seen my family because I was a junior coming out in the draft, so a lot of seniors did have more exposure than I have. So I'm just going to come here and just do what got me here, just run how I normally run. We do defensive back drills, just come out my break how they're seen on film. So, yeah, basically I'm just come here and just try to keep continue doing what I'm doing. It's a difference just to know where you're at, what you're rated amongst other guys that got drafted before you, but my dream is just to play in the NFL, so whenever I get picked on what team I go to, I'd be happy. I'm with Andy Ross and Mike Sullivan with Octagon.
Describe yourself as a very physical player. You pride yourself on bump and run or just speak to
other
guys on the field?
Just bump and run, and if I am playing off zone, if the receiver makes the catch, just make sure you just deliver a blow on him, just fierce tackle him to the ground. I want to say, well, I made my decision after the a couple weeks after the bowl game, because I'm not was sure if I want to go back to school or come to the NFL. So I want to say I had 6 weeks of training before I came here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, approximately 6 weeks. Since I was before I even started, when I was 8 years old, you know, I came from a football background. My families and cousins played a lot of sports. There was an unfortunate play like a Division I level, big schools. But I've been watching my family play since I was small, and football is kind of just in my blood growing up. So I definitely just wanted to play football since I was, I want to say, like 6, 5 years old. Okay. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, he told me wherever I get drafted, if I'm blessed enough to get drafted, he's definitely just going to go wherever I am and get a job, or wherever city I'm at. If I'm in California, he's coming to California, so he's definitely want to go wherever I go. Willie Flowers. I love it. You know, I don't look at my dad as like just a parent that I just can't tell him about anything or how everything is going. He's just like more of a brother than a father. You know, I feel very comfortable around him. We can talk about anything. And he also, what I like about him, he still disciplines when I need discipline. Now I'm always going to listen to my dad. So that'll definitely be a key attribute when I go wherever I go. He bought my truck. Yeah. Nah. I kind of grew out of the little belt thing. But when I'm just like, if I had my truck, he brought my truck at Virginia Tech. If my grades is slipping and he don't think where it need to be, or if I'm not working hard, does he think I should be on the field, he'll take my truck away and I'd be without a vehicle and stuff like that. So even though, yeah, I'm in college, yeah. But he said if that ever happened, he'll take the truck, and I believe him. So I could never test him, see if that was going to happen. I'm 23 credits away, which means 23 credits. So if I would have stayed, I could have packed it all in and graduated in the summer, or if I could have spread it out and graduated during the fall, my senior. Nah, I try to wrap up to it too much, you know, until after the combine, after I get done testing and all that stuff, then I sit down and think about all that. So no, I just try to get wrapped up and talk to my agent, talk to everybody which round and all that stuff, yeah. It's an honor, you know, just knowing the scouts coming here to see me. I just got definitely just showing what they want to see, you know. I know they've seen a lot of great things on film. When I come out here in person and see me in person, I definitely can't let them down. I want to perform for them. Oh, I love it. You know, fans is the biggest part of everything. You know, fans keep me going, to be honest. Coming from Virginia Tech, how good the fans were to me, and just fans just pump you up to another level. So if fans are definitely happy about me already just coming out there, or they want me out there, I love it. Yes, you know, we run a lot of combo coverage, so I will be in a lot of man, and when we do all our blitzes, I might be the only corner that man up in zone pressures too. So, yeah, it's kind of more of a pro style defense.
Brandon, can you explain
what
it was like just on the Virginia Tech campus this year, you know, after tragedy and everything, just kind of, you know, the football culture and campus culture and how it kind of changed afterwards?
After the incident, you know, first we just felt as a community like, everybody expected the football team to kind of raise the spirits around there. So we just took it upon us, just like, we can't let anybody down. We're going to go out there and play 100%. Like, we put the 32 victims in a lunch prayer on defense where everybody signs their name, giving their honor to the football team, the defense, that we're going to leave 100% on the field. And that's what we did this season. You know, we gave the fans what I think they wanted. We played our hearts out. And I think we definitely raised the spirits around Virginia Tech. If you go there now and see how it is now, as opposed to after the incident happened.
What was game one in East Carolina, coming out of the tunnel, you know, to enter Sandman after? It was an incredibly emotional moment, you know, for the whole team, the whole school.
Yeah, very emotional, you know, and it was very electrifying. You know, it was kind of sad at first because they played the music, you know, they had the flags up and they honored the 32 victims. You know, the spirit's kind of sad. You're looking in the stands. But once we came out, you can tell it was on us to make everybody feel better. Going from the sad moment to just jumping and yelling and screaming, having a good time. And we definitely did that, coming out with a victory against a good East Carolina team. We have bench press tomorrow.
And then, are you going to do the entire workout?
Yeah, I plan on doing the entire workout.
So things are good physically?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, definitely. You know, just watching other players around the country, like K-Son, you know, Justin King here, another guy for you. Just everybody, you know, when you see them on TV and everything, it's weird because you think everybody just come from different schools. They're going to talk to their just schoolmates that's here from their combine, but all defensive back is gelling as one. You know, everybody's rooting everybody on. Just want everybody to do their best here. So that's what I like about everybody.
So, yeah,
definitely having fun. All right, thanks.